We're going to hook you up after the number one song in the countdown today. Let me see what we got here because we got plenty of fabulous gifts to give away.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. 4 o'clock. We got Kanye West and Lady Gaga.
Ah, the gay tour.
December 22nd. That's not what they're calling it, Fifth.
No, I thought it was because I saw it on the web. Didn't she say her
what
toe was gay?
What did you see on the web?
No, she called it.
Gaga called it the gay
She
toe.
Called it, but you no, can't she, call it 50.
Why
the,
I can't?
The here's Come how on. The story went. The story went that Lady Gaga said to Kanye, I have a large gay following, and my show is gay, and don't be surprised or don't
And what Kanye say, me too?
Oh, I don't know what he said. They didn't put that part in the story.
Oh,
I
didn't write that
say
part.
That.
This is how you want to start the show, Fifth?
No, I'm just...
I love Fifth.
This is how you want to start the show.
I'm the greatest show on earth, man.
And the funny thing is, before we got on, you were being somewhat pleasant and not really...
Yeah, well, you know, I'm pleasant. Really... I mean, when you said it, I just thought about what stood out the most to me about the tour.
About the tour, right.
Like, that was shocking for her to make that statement.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but Kanye's cool with the gay folks.
Yeah.
I have nothing against him, but he's cool with them. Like, he goes, drops his video off to him.
Like, the, I don't love, understand the,
remember
what
808
saying.
On Heartbreaks? Where did he
I am not playing with you, Fifth.
Where did he premiere it?
What exactly are you saying?
Ellen DeGeneres. She went there to premiere his video.
There's plenty of people who do that, no?
Who else?
I don't know where you're going with this.
He's conscious of the gay community, and he wants them to buy a CD.
Do you not like Kanye, 50?
I don't have a problem with him.
He seems to be somewhat of a punching bag.
No, he's
to
necessary.
You.
He's necessary. You need Kanye West and you need 50 Cent. It's the contrast between we the yin and the yang.
Yeah, it's true.
But you look at him as your yang.
Huh?
Do you look at 50 as your the yang to your yin?
I think
that's a good way.
I like
to
think I'm special. You know, when I see myself in the mirror, I feel better. You know, because I'm in a better space than I was.
Where were
you? I feel like I'm a work in progress, Ange.
Where were you? Where are you now?
Well, now I'm in a space where I'm confident, secure.
Were you not last year?
Well, I was. But, you know, it feels good to still be there with all the pressure of the general public and the shadow of doubt, that cloud that comes over you when people doubt you, whether you can do it again.
Do you feel that shadow of doubt now on you?
Well, it's going away. It goes away with hits.
Mm.
And book sales and things like that.
Yeah,
and
congratulations on the book. I'm understanding on the bestseller list.
Yeah.
Yes, very nice.
Now it's number 5.
These are the things that make you happy when you look in the mirror.
Yeah. And then I read the blog. I'm like, go ahead and hate you, hater. Cool.
Do you ever? Are you ever? But if that's the happy side of it, then there has to be a bad side of it. There has to be a day when you wake up and you read something that people say about you and it bothers you.
Well, I think it's obvious that my music isn't recognized. The art itself doesn't, they don't like look at the award shows, for instance. I've been nominated for 13 Grammys.
Right.
And I have no trophies. Mm. You know? That's why I made a statement about Taylor Swift. Like I said, if I was actually up there, that he wouldn't come take my trophy.
Right.
Kanye West. And Jay disagrees.
Jay said nobody's scared of 50. That's what the quote was. That's
yeah,
what
but
the quote
that's
was.
That really, he should address the guy who made him feel like a punk. Well, he had to make it clear that no one's scared of 50 Cent. Because that person was obviously making him feel like maybe he's afraid or Kanye West is afraid of 50 Cent. It wasn't 50 Cent.
But
the public misinterprets it. Like, see, what we have, like, you know how rock and roll has punk rock?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, hip hop has cool punk. Jay's the coolest punk in hip hop. His presentation makes people decide to say,
oh man,
you know, because he's big and his take on it is bigger than the actual art form. He won't actually compete. So there's points where the artist will do things to just to create a competition, like the battling that has always been a part of the culture, and it doesn't happen because he just looks like, in words from Slick Rick, these peasants.
Does that bother
nothing.
You? Does it bother you?
No, it doesn't bother me. It's just his choice.
Hmm.
You know, but when he has to say, no one's afraid of 50 Cent, it's because the public is responding to his punk presentation. It's not 50 Cent. I don't have a problem with him.
I think he was responding to you saying that Kanye would be scared if you were on.
Kanye would not take a trophy from me. Neither Jay-Z.
Right.
Neither one of them.
What would you have?
We'd have had altercation right there.
What would you have done if Little Mama jumped on the stage while you?
Little
was
Mama would not jump on the 50 Cent stage.
What would you do?
See,
what would you do?
All of these things are happening because they're comfortable with him. His presentation is.
But you can't.
He's becoming more approachable.
But
let's just be honest.
Little Mama, you look crazy.
No, but Little Mama would understand that that ain't a cool space for you to just be walking onto. Like, even if you appreciate Jay-Z and you enjoy him. You don't just walk on the middle of a man's stage in the set. You know what I mean? Not at a award show. Who's confused about that? The whole audience is excited.
Mm.
You know, everybody would be up there if that's the case. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but you're saying your stage would not be so comfortable for anybody to go up there.
And I like it like that.
Hey, you jumped on Jay's stage one time, didn't you? Or was it Kanye's stage?
That was our stage.
No, it wasn't. You weren't on the bill.
See, we were releasing records. And he was making a moment.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying? So what I did was I was a part of that moment. I shared that moment.
By your choice. By your own choice.
Me. And Puffy said, what we doing? We going on stage? Where we going?
I'm up there next.
He said, I ain't missing it. Like, what? You know what I'm saying? And that's how that happened. But,
hilarious.
You know, it's not like you're going to just disrupt a man's show. Like, get up in the show.
All right, look, I have a list of 50 Cent headlines to run through with you today. But also, I want to make sure that we invite people to come out to the This Is 50 Fest, because I'm sure this is going to be a great day.
Well, it's sold out now.
Oh, it's sold out?
Yeah.
Oh, we have some more tickets to give away, though.
We got a couple?
I guess
okay.
Listen for that. But, yeah, shout out to everybody who's got their tickets. We're going to have a, I don't know, what do people expect?
With the show?
What should they?
Oh, a lot of energy, new material.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're going to do some of the mixtape material, because the Tri-State is aware of it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an opportunity for me to do music that they probably wouldn't understand everywhere else.
Okay, fair enough. And also, I have to get to the number 3 song right now real quick, though. But you seem to have a lot of people coming out, which surprised me because I didn't know you were friendly with so many other rappers. But give me a minute. Let me get to number 3. 50's here. G-Unit is in the building.
Yeah.
And it's number 3 on the countdown. 197. So.